This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 230 for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was only slightly higher on Tuesday to go along with gains in crude oil prices. Chicago soy oil was up, as well as Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed was down. Crude oil prices regained their positive momentum after a correction on Monday. The Canadian dollar was mostly steady compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the annual inflation rate declined 6.3% in December, compared to 6.8% in November. The March canola contract was up $1 per ton at $841.90. In the U.S., corn and soybeans traded higher, while wheat was mostly higher. U.S. markets were closed on Monday due to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Weekly inspections data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that 774,000 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended January 12th, up from 401,000 from the week before, but below the 1.24 million tons shipped at this time last year. China and Mexico were the top two destinations. Ukraine's Ag Ministry is reporting that 15% of its 2022-23 corn crop has been unharvested, citing quality concerns and Russia's invasion of the country. Mexico has instituted a 50% tariff on white corn exports, citing rising tortilla prices, which will be in effect until June 30th. The March corn contract was 10 U.S. cents per bushel higher at $6.85. The USDA's weekly inspections report showed that 2.075 million tons of soybeans were shipped during the week ended January 12th, up from 1.456 million last week and from 1.805 million at this week last year. The National Oilseeds Processors Association reported a three-year low for soy crush in December at 177.5 million bushels processed, more than 5 million below the average trade estimate. Soy oil stocks were 1.791 billion pounds above the trade estimate. China's economy grew 3% in 2022, its second lowest performance since 1975, raising concerns about demand. The March soybean contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.40. Weekly wheat export inspections were more than 320,400 tons for the week ended January 12th, up 110,000 from last week, but down 66,000 from the same week last year. The Philippines and China were the top destinations. Precipitation is forecast for the U.S. Southern Plains, but hard red wheat growing areas are expected to stay dry. Turkey booked 550,000 tons of wheat, likely from the Black Sea. Japan booked nearly 990,000 tons from Canada and the U.S., and South Korea booked 130,000 tons of feed wheat of unknown origin. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.52. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.56. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.